Hello?
Hi, is this Lorelei?
It is.
Hi Lorelei, how are you doing today? This is Joe from Morbid
I'm
Chinese.
good. Hi, how are you?
I'm pretty good, thank you. How about yourself?
I'm good, thanks.
Great. So, do you have a minute?
I do. I'm just gonna grab my laptop and go into the other room.
Sure.
All right, go ahead.
All right, so, did you get a chance to check out the custom page on the website?
So did you get my email last night?
Yes, I did. So that's
Okay.
so that we need to discuss.
Yeah. Okay, I'm just gonna go into. Okay, so I'm on the main page. Now, where do you want me to go?
Now, at the very top, do you see and like there are different options at the very top, like home, custom, shop. So kindly click on custom.
Oh, custom. Okay.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So when you click on Get Started, it actually gives you different sizes and different shapes, like round drill, square,
Oh,
or
okay.
crystal. So that's just the initial phase. Now it'll be changed as the way you want it, like the prices and everything. So that's just the
Right.
initial, and the options as well.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah. No, that's good actually.
Yeah. And want to confirm, so do you allow the customer to upload an image, or is there like
Yeah, so they would have to upload an image that they want.
Okay. All right, so let's say if they click on yes, they gotta upload a picture. So every single step has a particular price attached to it with the selection of options. So whatever option you chose, that has a certain amount that is added to in total. And once you select all the options at the very last page, you'll notice it asks for your information like number, email, name, and it gives you the total cost as well. So every single price that you see there is just a demo price right now. So
Yeah.
that would be changed, yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay. Perfect. And then how would I get that file? Will
Okay.
it come to me in an email or?
So it'll actually be in the back end of the website, so you gotta like log into the admin portal. Remember the conversation you had with Chase where he gave you
Right.
all yes, so you gotta log into the admin dashboard, and there you'll be able to see the whole selection of that customer with the attached file as well.
Oh, okay. Now, will I get a notification saying that, or do I have to kind of go in every day and look and see if somebody new has done that?
No, so you'll be notified on your email as soon like when someone places
Okay.
the order. However, you gotta log into the website to see the selection, the option that it shows or the file that they have uploaded.
Oh,
However,
okay.
you will be notified on your
Okay.
email whenever someone places the order.
Oh, okay. Sounds good.
Yep.
Perfect.
All right. And let's
All
talk
right.
about the prices as well. You said you want to talk about some prices of the website?
Okay, so yeah, I'm just going into Oh, okay, you know what? It's changed. Under crystal, the crystals. It life is better in flip flops still says $200.
Okay, let me check.
Did the
Oh,
date
okay,
change?
so that price needs to be updated, all right.
Yeah, the glow in the dark still need to be updated
The glow in the dark.
too.
One sec. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Crystal down. Oh, you said that one, didn't you?
Glow in the Dark does have a few products that are not updated yet. Let me pull up the document that you sent me with the prices. Okay, so it says all glow in the dark canvases are 25x35 and are $18 each. So the price remains
right.
The same one. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Mhm. Okay.
So on the main, let's see. So on when you click home.
Mhm.
It says round diamond art drill kits 35, square 35, crystal diamond 80.
Mhm. I see you.
That's
yeah. Not. Yeah, that should be fixed. Okay.
So, yeah, that needs to be fixed.
Mm-hmm.
They fixed the drills.
Yeah, I'm just gonna look at that.
There's one that's $200.
Where?
Down in Hartford. Christmas.
Under the square is this? Yeah, square diamond drills. Or
under
the kit.
Page?
Yeah.
Okay, square diamond kits. Okay, I'm on it.
The one that says Christmas presents, that one still says $200.
I see it. Okay. All right, let me know.
Maybe I could have gone through this. Oops.
And
how
do you guys decide to take the payment? So is the payment going to be online, upfront, or do the customer have to pay cash on delivery? How's it going to be?
Okay, so it would be they can pay via PayPal, credit
mm-hmm.
card. I don't know. I don't really know how credit card payments work as far as my bank is concerned. Like, are you familiar with all that?
Sure. So let me explain. Now, you can't actually take directly payments into your bank account. There are multiple merchants that provide us, they give us the ability to take the payments on the website. For example, the most preferable platform that we suggest for customers is either it's PayPal Business or Stripe. Now, they are integrated into the website, so you got to create the PayPal Business account or the Stripe account. Now, once those accounts are created, every single payment that is made on the website will drop in that account, and you can transfer that amount to your bank account. Now, on each and every single transaction, they have a small fee. That is 2.3% plus 30 cents. Now, that's the cheapest ones out there. If you decide to go with any other merchant, they do have a fee on each transaction as well as on monthly basis. So if you decide to go with Shopify merchant, they do have a fee, a certain fee on each transaction, and they also charge on monthly basis as well. So we do not recommend that. We do not recommend
to
go for it. Yeah. So we personally suggest our customers to go for Stripe or PayPal Business. So whatever you guys feel comfortable with. Mm-hmm.
Are you saying Stripe, like Stripe?
Yes, Stripe.
Okay. Yeah, I've never heard of that one. So.
So you no worries. It's all right. So you can actually go for PayPal Business. So I believe you must be using PayPal for your personal account.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you got it. You got to convert that account into the business account, or you can go ahead and create a new one.
Okay. Right now I just have it as a personal account, so I would probably have to change that over to a business.
Yeah, you got to change that account to the business account so that you guys can, so we can actually integrate that account to the website, because once the account is converted to business account, it actually provides us multiple secret keys that are integrated to the website, so the payment drops into your PayPal account.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll do that then, and I'll,
mm-hmm.
Do I just send you the information, or?
Once you convert that account to the business account, so we would require some keys from it. So I'll show you the steps. Like, I'll give you all the steps of how to take out those keys. If you could provide me those keys, that's great. If you're facing some kind of trouble, then you gotta give us the account. So I would personally suggest you to not give us the PayPal account. I'll guide you through the steps, and just once you follow those steps, you'll be able to take out the keys that are required.
Is he just going to email you the steps?
Are you just going to email me the steps?
Yeah, once you convert your account to business account, then there is a process to take out the secret keys that are required to integrate to your PayPal to the website, right? So those keys are required, yeah. So it's like alphanumeric number. It's a big kind of code, alphanumeric code.
Oh, okay.
That code is required, yeah.
Oh, okay, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All
yeah.
right. The other thing, did you happen to look at that website that I gave you for diamonddrills.us or diamonddrills?
I actually did not. I just pulled it up.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I'm just trying to get into the drills here.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. So,
what did that say? 24 videos.
I see. Oh, you've already fixed it. Right?
Okay. Which part?
The drills.
Because
originally it said $2,400.
Oh, no.
Now it says three to five.
Yeah.
Now,
so you gotta select the size and the color, yeah.
Yeah, so the main picture for those will need to be changed to that type of drill. So, right now you have just the same picture for all three categories.
Mm-hmm.
The crystal drill is fine,
mm-hmm.
but the round has to be changed to either, it doesn't matter what color, but a round drill, and then the square has to be changed to a square drill.
Okay, so, and we can use any of the picture that you send me, right?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
All right, okay. So I'll get that updated. And once you go to any of those products, I'll say crystal drills. So the price depends on the size that you chose. So for example, you have all the different color options. So let's say we pick 820 and we chose the large bag. So once you select the large bag, it'll automatically select the price that's for large bag, and the picture will change as well. The color, Are you on the crystal drills page?
Yes, I am.
Okay, now please select any different color type. Let's say 741. So you'll notice the picture automatically changes.
Oh, awesome. That's perfect.
Now, once you select the size, it'll give you the price. So if it's a small bag, it'll be $3. If it's a large bag, that's going to be $5. So that's what was taking a little bit longer than usual.
I knew that it would take some time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so yeah, those, and it would be the same with the square and the round drill. It's the same sort of idea.
Yes. Yes.
So those will still need to be changed as well, right? Oh, there we go. Awesome. Fantastic. That's exactly what I was looking for.
So in Admin, we'll be able to go in and add colors and stuff.
Right? Yeah, so because I constantly get new ones, right? I'll be able to go in and add more as we continue on, right? Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, so as I was saying, you'll have the admin access to the website, so whenever you want to add a new product or remove an existing one, you'll have an option to like either do one of those options and add pictures to
right.
it as well.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I
just
want
to
give admin access now. Do we have admin access now, or that'll just come when you're kind of done?
Like, once the website goes live, then we'll be able to give you the admin access because, you see, right now the website, right now the website is on a demo link, and the admin access has all the websites that we're working on right now. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, all right. And since you
Perfect.
Guys mentioned about the payments that are going to be taken on the website, so let me connect you with my manager. So he actually takes care of all these payment things. So he got it. Like he has some questions in that regards. All right.
Okay.
Please stay on the line.
Thank you very much for staying on the line. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you very much for asking. I think that Joe is the one who's basically been taking care for the website for you. So how's the process so far? Any complaints, anything?
It's been going good.
Perfect. Sounds great. So I think that the website is almost like at the very ending stage. I think 70% of the work has been done. Connecting back the merchants and everything about it, you guys will be collecting payments online. So how many products do you have in total?
I don't know. That's a good question.
A
lot.
No problem. And as far as collecting the payments are concerned, what payment methods would you like to basically integrate to the website?
Well, we're going to go with PayPal, but I didn't really think of any other type of payment. I don't know if people can pay via credit card or
Let me explain you the process because the better the options is, the better the chances that you get, because most of the people right now maybe not be able to basically pay you through PayPal, so we don't want you to basically lose any client. However,
mm-hmm.
we can go ahead and we can integrate two or three merchants for you, but understanding the fact that the merchants are something that we have to basically add additionally onto the website itself. So PayPal is the one option. Then I can add Stripe for you, which can collect debit and credit. And then I can add the Authorize.net server as well, which will be collecting like Discover cards. And even though you might have basically seen gift cards available on fuel stations or Walmart, whatever the gift cards are, so they can pretty much use the gift cards as well to pay you for this particular product. So we will be using all the three merchants for you on the website. As a matter of fact, that you have many products and many things lined, so by keeping only PayPal the option would not be ideal.
Yeah, no, I agree, because I do, like, even now, there's customers that want to pay by credit card but don't mm-hmm. have PayPal.
Right, because most of the people right now do not have PayPal, especially the older people who basically just keep their credit card and debit card for the purchases. And, of course, we also need to basically think about those who just wanted to basically gift that somehow to somebody, and they don't want to put their personal information like their credit or debit card onto the website, so they can use gift cards instead of that.
Yeah, I don't think I really need to do the gift card thing.
The gift card means like the prepaid card, which are available in the markets. They can pretty much use that, and you will be getting the payment in cash.
Visa.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean like prepaid visas and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. I see.
Because they are like only one-time usable, so the clients will feel like satisfied, and if they don't want to put their information online onto the website with their debit or credit card, so they can use prepaid.
I know for a long time that's what I did.
So that's why I was just giving you all the options. Now, considering as a fact, to add the merchants, there are two options for you. Either you can go yearly basis with the merchants with all the three services, which will be connected with your bank details and everything about it. The integration for the merchants is something that will simply going to cost you, but the installation would be free of cost. So you tell me, would you need that yearly, or would you be needing that for lifetime?
What's the difference?
The difference is that, like, after every year, you have to pay them a fee just to basically keep the merchants activated. And if you go with the one-time fee, it's basically on discounted prices, and then you don't have to basically renew it at any time. So the longer your website stays live, the merchant stays there as it is.
Right. Okay. So do you have the costs on the monthly and the...
Of course, it depends basically on state to state, because the taxes and fees and surcharges are depending on different states and everything about it. So what state are you in right now? May I have your zip code?
We're actually in Canada.
Okay, what's your postal code then?
V4W. Oh, no, what is it? Hang on. V4W 3B4.
V4W3B as in ball and number 4?
Yes.
All right. So it's Langley Township, right?
That's correct.
All right. Can you stay on the line so that I can see what's the prices for the merchants available?
Yep.
Please stay on the line.
The lifetime.
All right. Thank you for staying on the line there.
Yeah.
All right. So I'll let you know the prices. If you have a pen and a paper handy, you can write it down, or if you want, I can explain you that again.
Just go ahead and explain, because it's
okay. No worries.
It's something that we can't really do without anyway.
Okay.
Like, we understand it's kind of a necessity.
Of course, because that is the reason that you're getting the website, so by which you could basically make money, right?
Absolutely.
All right. So the PayPal charges, first of all, I'm going to be letting you know the prices for yearly, what are the prices on yearly basis for the merchant, and then I'm going to let you know the final fees. If you get it one time for lifetime, then what will be the price? So if you go with PayPal,
okay,
it's $250 per year.
Okay.
And if you go with Stripe, it's $300 per year, which will collect debit and credit cards, and then the prepaid cards, the Visa, the gift cards, anything that they would like to get, then that will be $250 the same. So for 1 year, that will going to cost you $800, and after 1 year, you'll keep on paying $800 to renew all these three services, which will be integrating with the installation with the website, and people can pay you by any mean, by PayPal, debit, credit, Discover, AMX, Visa, prepaid, gift cards, anything. Everything will be acceptable for you. Now, on the other hand, if you go for lifetime, let's say you say, I would want the features to stay on my website for lifetime without any extra charge, nothing like that, then what will be the price? Then for the PayPal, the one-time installation fee that you're simply going to pay would be $550, which will stay there for lifetime, no yearly charge, nothing like that. For the Stripe, the one-time installation fee for lifetime will be $500. And then the gift card, if you go ahead and if you get it secured for prepaid cards and gift card, because that is the feature which normally do not basically sell very much, so that's why the cost is kind of cost-effective. So for lifetime, it will be $400 for you. So the total would be $1,450 if you go for lifetime integration, and that includes all mean merchant integration, and if you go by yearly, then you keep on paying $800 every year.
Well, the smart way to be is life, because it's only 2 years of cost.
Absolutely.
Two years,
absolutely.
Yeah, 2 years goes by very quickly.
Absolutely, absolutely. And right now the time is running so fast because, trust me, like last month was Feb and this month is March, and when I saw the date, it's 16. I say, like, wow, the time is going fast.
Yeah, and it does. Like, we're definitely going to have the site up and running for 2 years anyways. So, there's no sense in paying 2 years and then when we could have paid for the life,
the best part is that the installation for all three services would be free, as we are the one who are basically been developing the website for you. So I think that the smarter way would be to get it for lifetime, because right now the prices that I just got, they are basically on discounted through Langley Town, Canada State. So it is basically the discounted price. The actual price was $2,000, but you're getting $1,450 for lifetime, and that pretty much includes all three servers for three merchants for you.
Okay. How much do these servers take per transaction?
All right, that's a very good question. So PayPal would not be taking any other fee. I think if they do, then that'll be only 1%. And let me just give you the complete breakdown of it, like what will be the per transaction charge for, because it depends on what is the transaction amount onto it. So per transactions will be 2.3%, which means 30 cents for PayPal, and somewhere around the same, 30 cents to $1 for plus 30 cents for $1 for 2.3% onto Stripe and onto gift cards. So I think it will be roughly around 30 cents to $1, $1.50.
And that's on the total amount. So if it was $5, it would be $1.50.
Of course.
Yeah.
It's usually like how much like PayPal business charge, and that is how basically it's been going on. So usually like the current fees for PayPal payments are like 2.9%, which is plus the 30 cents per transaction for U.S. transaction. And like for international transactions like Canada or anything like that, they're basically a fixed fee, which they usually let you know once we go ahead and once we enroll you for the service.
Okay. All right. Okay.
All right. So if you give us a go ahead, I'll go ahead and I'll simply going to be buying the three service, three merchants for you and added that onto your website. And I'm going to be showing you a test run as well once the installation has been done. I'm going to make a payment once your bank accounts are being connected so that you can see that the transaction is going through. And you can also test it by yourself.
Okay.
Do I have to open up a separate account for this? Or?
Which account are you using? Do you have a personal account or a business account?
I have a personal account.
See, it depends on you. We don't mind connecting your personal account, but just to be on the safe side, it's better that you open up a business account, so by which you would know that what transaction is going on which account.
Right, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's what we'll probably do.
All right. Now, one more thing that I will simply going to go ahead and ask you for it. How are you guys taking care for the shipping?
That was the other thing that we really struggled with. So anything within Canada, it goes by weight. It's no different there. It goes by size and weight. So I don't know how to integrate the shipping part of it, right?
Especially with international shipping.
Well, I myself basically take care for the shipping and the merchant part, so which is why I came up onto the second part. I know that for the first part, you will be going for the lifetime for the merchant, so that thing is pretty much clear to me. Now, let me ask you this. Like, do you have the products in-house, or do you have a warehouse?
No, it's in-house.
It's in-house, all right. So what usually happens is that if you want, we can basically help you by connecting with the drop shipping of this particular products to be sold out, as you have like a lot of products. So it's not something, let's say, like in a day, if you're getting five orders, then for sure you or your husband would not want to go to a store who can ship that out for you. So with that particular way, we can do this. We can save you time, and we can add the integration for the drop shipping by which a person from UPS or FedEx or any courier service will be linked with the integration on your website, and they will be storing the orders, they will be storing the products off yourself in-house with their particular depart. So let's say if I am ordering drills online onto the website, then you don't have to basically send them the order. They would already have the parcel with them, and with the information that was, that has been connected with your website, it will send them the information to their particular office that this is the name, this is the client, if it needs to be shipped at US, if it needs to be shipped at Canada. So it will basically tell the client that what will be the shipping cost, because we have to add the integration for the shipping as well. And then by that way, the system will be taking place automatically.
Yeah, that's just a little confusing.
Okay.
I just want to make sure I got it right. So, like, when the client's online and they're ordering something, the integration of the system knows where they are in what part of the world, and it will tell them, like, the cost of the shipping.
Right.
From...
let's say from Canada to U.S. San Jose, California. So the cost will be calculated at the time of checkout when he's basically or she's basically placing the order.
That's right. Yeah. So I do need that. But this whole drop shipping, like how, like, because you said that it would already be sitting at
right.
Correlator or UPS. How is that so? Because everybody orders something different, right?
Exactly, because we will be attaching an API integration from either UPS or FedEx, whatever you guys basically prefer. And then the integration would be something that is basically an API, which is like an integration which has been connected with your website. And on the other hand, it's been connected with their particular system. So whatever the order will be placed on your website, two invoices will be sent out. One would be sent out to you, and what would be sent out to UPS or FedEx that this is the client, this is what he basically bought, and this is the order that has been generating, so by which it could be easier for you to track the order history. On the other hand, the UPS guy will start going ahead and delivering the process for you.
But I still have to put the order together, right?
That is the main part, that you will be basically pasting or posting some of the orders to UPS guy who will be keeping that in his warehouse on a quantity. So let's say 50 orders for different products, 15 or 20 orders for different products. So whatever is being sold out, he or she will be going ahead and taking care for that for you. That is what the drop
shipping.
Yeah,
no, I don't think we're too small for that.
Yeah. And there's too many variables in ordering.
Okay.
Like, we have about 150 products, like, right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we couldn't put out that many products to them and keep them in-house. And, yeah, it's just, we're not that big yet.
Then how about we do this? We skip the part for the drop shipping. We keep it easy and simple and basic. And on top of it, what I can do for you, I can add the integration for you just to calculate the cost for the shipping. So by which the clients who are paying you an amount for the website, for the order, let's say for crystal drills, if they're paying you $5 or $7, then plus the shipping charges will be added up to the total. And then the total amount would be $15 or $20. That will be something which will be coming up in your account. What do you say about that?
We definitely need the customer to be able to know what the total is.
Right.
How much the shipping is.
The shipping and the product all together when they you know, on a final sale.
Exactly. And that is the amount that you would like to collect in your bank account, so by which you are not paying separately for the shipping. Let's say if somebody's ordering from US, then of course there's a fee for the shipping, right? So which you will not be taking care of. So we need to make sure that the client is fulfilling the order once they're basically getting it, and you are getting the total amount.
Yes. Yes, because, and that's the thing about international shipping. Everything
right.
is, like, you know, depending on where, because we ship to Europe also and
right.
Australia.
Okay.
So all that has to be part of the customer experience when they order, that their shipping is all included, so they know exactly what they're paying.
Right. So for this,
on,
we have to basically, Right. For this, we have to add a shipping calculator onto the website itself, in which we'll be adding up all the countries listed with the cities and the states, so by which everything has been coming up online onto the website backend, and no matter from wherever the customer is basically taking out the order, they could see the exact price, and your website would be smart enough to go ahead and give them the accurate total that they'll be paying at the end of the order.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, so can you name me the state so that I can write it down, and then I can let you know how much would be the shipping part? Canada is for sure.
I wouldn't even know where, to start.
Or I can give you...
Well, a lot of the places, mainly I ship within Canada, but I'm not exclusive to Canada. But a lot of them... I ship to Ontario.
Then let me make it easy for you. I'll make it locally and internationally both. So no matter if the client is coming up from Turkey as well, then they will be able to basically see the exact shipping cost and how much it will be to get the product shipped to them. So I will add all the states and countries so by which you could be open to all the places. And if you're open to all the places, then that means that many people can basically reach you out and get the product.
That's right.
Okay, so just bear with me, and you said that you gave me the postal code, which was V as in Victor, 4W3B4, right?
Yes.
All right. Let me tell you what's the cost to add the shipping calculator. Just stay on the line.
Apparently that's not free either. And this is another thing that, you know, we can't do without. You know, the thing is, this website could pay for itself in 6 months.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of, that's where our focus is about. We can't think small. Can't think too small. Like,
his Louis likes to sleep in the crack. It's like it cuddles me.
Oh, are you expecting something?
Nope.
All right. Thank you for staying on the line there.
Yep.
All right. So on the shipping part as well, you got two options. Either you could go yearly or you could go lifetime.
Okay.
All right. So if you go for yearly, then the yearly price for the shipping calculator would be, which will be including locally, internationally, everything like that. So if you go for yearly, then that will going to cost you $600 every year. And if you go for a one-time fee, which means one-time fee for lifetime, including the shipping calculator to be installed on your website, no matter if it's 5 years, 7 years, 10 years, then the one-time fee would be $1,100 for you for the lifetime.
Okay.
And that includes the shipping calculator. That includes pretty much all the locations, states, anything that you're looking for. And I'm pretty sure after this, nothing has been left so far. Everything will be done from the payment side, from the shipping side, so that the people can go ahead and they can come and they can buy it easily.
All right.
So the total was $1,450 for the merchants, for three merchants, Stripe, Authorize.net, gift card, and PayPal. And then whatever the option you choose, either you would like to go for yearly, then it's $600. If you go for a one-time for the shipping calculator, it's $1,100.
Well, it's still stuff that we cannot do without.
But this is something which will help your client a lot because, as a matter of fact, you will not be the one who would want the clients to call you and ask them what's the shipping cost and everything about it because you want the system to be automated.
Yeah, I mean, even when I go on and I'm buying something, that's the first thing I look at.
It's how easy it is to buy.
The shipping cost.
Oh, the shipping cost.
Yeah, I go to the shipping calculator.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you ask me, I know it's like another cost to you, but this is something which is basically a necessity that you will like to have it on the website, considering you will be having more products. And these basically go for all. Let's say right now if you're having 100 products, and in the future if you have 500 or 1,000 products, the price stays the same. You don't have to do anything for that. So these integrations would take a one-time installation, which has been free of cost, but you just have to basically pay for them just to basically add it on onto the website. Rest is basically on me. Once I install the application and the APIs for you, I will go ahead and I will give you the test run. And once you give me the green signal, we will do a test payment onto it, and then we can show you how it works.
All right. Yeah, you know, let's do it.
Perfect. So the total will be 25.
We'll do the the lifetime on both.
Perfect. So the total would be $2,550, and with the taxes, fees, and surcharges, the total price will be, let me just see.
Well, this is all American money, too, isn't it?
Because it includes all the international and everything about it, so that's why. All right, so total will be $2,754, which is a one-time fee, no monthly, no yearly charges, and these are for lifetime, which will be sent it to you in an invoice as well. So do you want me to go ahead and use the same card that we have on file?
Just 1 second. What was it, 27? So it was 1100 plus 1450, that's 25, and then $200 tax.
Yeah, 204 the tax. So total was 275.
Yeah. Yeah, what's the last four numbers you have on file of the card?
Let me just check, like, which card do we have on file. Can you stay on the line?
Yeah, I think you have two.
Yes, I also think that we have, like, two cards, but let me just check. All right, I'll put you on hold so that I can call my billing and I can let you know what's the number. Can you stay on the line?
Well, here, why don't I just give you, just use this card.
Sure, I'm ready.
Okay, it's 4558 9709 3535.
All right.
2015.
Okay.
And 0128.
I think that the numbers are longer, or maybe I have basically misspelled it out. So let me just repeat it to you. 4558.
Sure. Uh-huh.
9709.
Yep.
3535.
Yep.
2015.
Okay, and then the 0128 is the...
expiration.
The expiration, yeah.
What are the back three numbers on the card?
952.
Okay. And the postal code would be the same, right? Victor 4,
yes.
William 3, Bravo 4.
Yes.
V4,
yep, that's it.
Yeah, V4, W3, B4. All right. So.
That was right. Yeah, okay. Sorry.
All right. So the total charge that will be made today was $2,754. So let me just go ahead and make the transaction and give you the confirmation. Can you please stay on the line?
Sure.
Please stay on the line, sir.
Oh, dude. Okay. When he said 2,700.
Remember, that's American, too, so it's double that. It'll be $3,500 Canadian.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what I was thinking.
Yeah, because it's $2,500 and then plus tax, it's $27.
No.
Better start making money off this soon.
Fuck.
Well, it's going to push us to get it open. And
we're going
to
have to sit down and go through every button and start making sure that things, and then that way I can send them an email and say, okay, these are wrong. This is what it needs to be fixed to.
Yeah, I'm not sure everything's right. But like you say, I mean, we got to, you know, we can't let, you know, what are we spending on this now? $6,000 or something, $7,000. But the truth of the matter is we can make double that a year.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we make $20,000-$30,000 a year off this or more.
Yeah. In the beginning, I was doing $3,000 a month.
Yeah, so that's like $30,000 a year there. So, you know, we gotta think big. Think about
big dreams.
Yeah, the big picture. You know, it'll be a lot of work once it is open because we'll have to be filling orders and getting them out. But the thing is, like with that, with what you're using, like this other postal company, we'll be making money off the shipping. also. Because his calculator isn't going to go by the shippers we use. His calculator will be by Canada Post or somebody like
that.
Yeah,
that's true.
So they'll be highballing it, kind of, and what we can ship it for will be cheaper. So we'll be making money off of shipping, too. There's a lot of shipping companies now because when this pandemic and that, nobody went out to buy stuff. So a bunch of shipping companies open, there's a lot of competition.
Yeah,
in shipping.
True.
That's why you found this one. That's pretty fucking good.
Yeah.
And it's close to us. You know, it's no problem to run down there with a load to drop off.
And it's fucking easy. You literally just drop it off.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much for staying on the line either.
Oh, okay.
All right. So the payment got declined. I think that it's a bank hold from your side. Have you received a message, a text message?
Let me get my phone. Hold on a sec.
Did you run it through Gregory Sparrow?
Yes, but I think that the payment was more. Maybe that's why the bank is basically confirming you that if you are the one who's making the purchase. So you just have to reply to them with the yes, and then we can try it again.
Okay.
Only because it was an international payment.
Yeah. It hasn't come through yet.
Go on to your credit card, says it. Maybe it's over.
No, it's not.
Have you enabled it like the what I say, like the email, or you have that on text?
I have it both, but let me just I'm just going to check my account.
Sure.
See, that's all I have on the card right now.
Hello.
So there's still lots of room.
Click on it. Let's see if it has a pending payment. You didn't get an email?
No.
Did it say that they sent us an email?
Yes. They might send you an email, or they usually send you a text message.
Nothing yet.
Do you see any transaction onto your mobile?
We were just on there. No, and it doesn't say that there's a pending.
Nothing pending.
We do have another card on file. If you want, I can try that.
No, it won't go through.
Okay.
Can we split it between the two?
No, it won't go through.
What about if I put 2,000 on mine and then whatever left over on yours? Mine should work.
Yes, it should work, but it says like the bank returned the decline card, like do not honor, which means it's a bank call from your side, so... I think that you have a Bank of Nova Scotia, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so that is why it was basically giving us the problem. However, can you call your bank and you can let them know that you are the one who is basically making the transaction through and they will simply going to release the hold?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Scotia. I have to do that myself.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll just call them on my phone here.
Okay. And meanwhile, if you're free, we can talk about how have you guys basically been in this business?
How long?
Yeah.
I started it just on Facebook, basically just over a year ago.
Oh, so you find out like the response was good?
Well, what happened was when the pandemic hit, a lot of people were looking for crafts and things to do, and I as well as me, I was looking for a craft, and I tried one, mm-hmm. and I got hooked on it, mm-hmm. and then of course, you know, you join these Facebook groups and people are like, oh well, I sell this, and it just seemed like everybody was in the States, and of course when it's in the States, we Canadians have to pay big international rates, because it's not just about the shipping, but
right.
our dollar sucks compared to yours. So if something, you know, basically my very first painting just about cost me $100.
Oh.
So, like, after shipping and the exchange and all that, so I thought there's got to be a better way. So I started snooping around, and I found, I still outsourced it. I still get them from China, like everybody else, but I order it in bulk, and then
so
I sell
like
it.
Discount.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, you know, what I pay, like, these, something that I'm charging $25 for, I'm paying $5 for.
Oh, okay.
Or thereabouts.
And I see like these like paintings, these arts are pretty much like very good being built out. And I think like if you basically hang them over to the walls and everything, they will look beautiful.
Yeah, they do. I've done quite a few. I've done them as customs.
Mm-hmm.
I've taken actual photographs of, you know, my husband and his siblings, and I did a great big one, a big wall one for my mother-in-law for Christmas, and yeah, it's just, she loves it.
Oh, perfect.
So,
perfect.
Yeah.
Well, many people right nowadays are not being connected that much with the art because of the pandemic and everything about it, but I think that the people who are connected with the art, they're doing excellent work.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Seems like it's taken a bit for him to get through to somebody.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. That's totally fine. Usually
the last time when I tried to use my Scotia card as well, I had to let them know that because it was an international charge.
Yeah, maybe that is why.
So.
But usually they send like the message, Mom. And if he's talking, he should basically tell the bank that if next time it's happening, they should send him a message by which he could confirm that if he's the one who's getting it, so they can activate the SMS functionality for him, and that will be easier instead of waiting on the call.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, one more thing. Let's say the website has been built out and you guys are ready to rock and roll. How are you guys basically planning to market this?
Basically it's just on Facebook. Like,
you have a Facebook page?
Oh, Greg just said their time is, it's a 30-minute wait. It's a half an hour wait.
Oh, but they usually say that, but I think they will be picking it up. So you can put them up on the speakerphone, and, you, me, and your husband can basically talk about like how we're planning to basically market it.
Okay. Yeah, so right now it's basically just
what is your Facebook page?
It's called All Things That Sparkle.
All Things
That Sparkle.
That sparkles. One word?
No. Separate.
Okay.
So it's just a Facebook group.
Oh, it's a group, so it's not even a page.
No, it's just a group.
All Things That Sparkle. Sparkle with the S or without the S?
No S.
Okay. 1.5K member, 1,500 members, right?
Yep.
Okay.
And there's a picture of a tree.
Yeah. And a moon as well.
Yep.
All right. So is this your group?
Yes.
Okay. Now, how are you guys basically... You basically post the stuff over here, and then the people basically take advantage?
So right now, like, I have all my – everything that I sell in the subgroup albums.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when they click on the albums tab, everything that I have is in different subcategories. And then they can go on and say, okay, and then they message me, okay, you know, I would like, and then they tell me what it is, right?
Oh, okay.
And then I have to, you know, give them a total. And that was the problem. Like, I was, because I own a restaurant as well.
Oh.
So,
Are they still running, or?
Yeah. We never had to close, but we had to go to takeout only.
Okay.
But that's where the problem was lying. It was, I was getting way too many messages, and, you know, first and foremost, I had to take care of my restaurant. It was just, it was creating a lot of extra work. And Greg said, you know, let's maybe look at a website. And we tried to do a Shopify one, and that just got confusing. And then we ended up hiring some college student to try to get us to understand Shopify. And we paid him, and we got completely lost in it. And then your guys' ad came across the bottom of a Shopify.
Right, because we are the affiliate partners with them.
Yeah, so I clicked on that, and yeah, so that's kind of where how all this kind of snowballed. So
okay, so I think that so far the journey that you basically been taking care of is just been going very well, and I'm pretty sure that the business that you've been doing is something which is own on its kind. Nobody else, like many people, are not basically aware of this particular art that you guys are being doing. So have you know anything about social media marketing?
A little bit. Like the restaurant I have, it's a franchise, so they usually do all the marketing for us.
Okay. Because what I was thinking is, because there was one of my clients who were basically being selling like T-shirts and clothes and everything about it. And you know the fact that even though in T-shirt industry, there are many companies, many big brands who are basically doing the business for many, 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 many long years. So they would like to basically be their competitor. So we basically build their website, we build their branding, everything about it. And then at the end, we provided them the social media marketing, in which we basically gave them the Facebook, social media, the Instagram, the YouTube, and everything about it. And I'm pretty sure as you're a daily user for Facebook, you must have seen that sometime when you're scrolling the newsfeed, there's some advertisement came in which it say sponsored, and it's usually those products which you are planning to buy or you have searched for, and which is why it has been showing you on your mobile devices. Have you ever faced that kind of thing?
Yeah.
So that is what's called like the artificial intelligence marketing, in which Google is the only one who's basically been taking care for all the platforms itself, no matter it's Facebook, it's Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, all the mega brands. So how it works,
right,
when we search anything on Google, it basically automatically sends the information to your social media backend departments, which we call robot.txt, in which they basically add all these functionalities that you have searched on any particular.
Hello? 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 Go. Hello? Hello?
I called on the back of my card, like that number, and same thing, 30 minutes.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I don't know if I've lost them or... Hello? Hello?
No. Did he pick up yet?
No.
Hello.